Welcome to the Next Level Human Podcast. As a human, you have a job to do. In fact, you have four jobs: to earn and manage money, to attain and maintain health and fitness, to build and sustain personal relationships, to find meaning and make a difference. None of these jobs are taught in school, and that is what this podcast is designed to do: to educate us all on living our most fulfilled lives through the mastery of these four jobs. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Tita, and I believe we are here living this life for three reasons and three reasons only: to learn, to teach, and to love. In this podcast, I will be learning, teaching, and loving right along with you. I'm grateful to have your company. Here's to our next level. What's going on, everybody? Special treat today. We're going to get to talk to one of my best friends, Nicole Spencer, who is just a genius marketer. This is one of those episodes that we're going to be talking money and entrepreneurship, especially internet entrepreneurship in particular. And Nicole is one of the best at this. Remember, you got four jobs to do. One of these is earning and making and managing and saving money, right? And it's not something we talk about a lot on this show, but we're going to be doing it more and more. And I can't think of anyone better to begin sort of delivering some of this education to us other than Nicole, because she's done this in a way that is smart, sustainable, different than most anyone else out there who's doing this without a social media following, although she has one now. And she walks us through how she was able to accomplish this. Check out Nicole. She is at on Facebook mainly at Authentic Conversion. And Nicole also has a website, convertauthentically.com. She is someone that I learn an awful lot from and going to be learning more from her. And this model is going to be something that I think you'll find a lot of value in. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the discussion with my friend Nicole. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. I have one of my dearest friends in the world on the call with me today, so I am beyond delighted to have her here, Miss Nicole Spencer. And before I sort of let her jump in, I'm going to brag on her a little bit. She's a very humble and just too humble, so she's probably going to correct a lot of what I'm going to say. But I want to give you guys context into why I wanted to have this conversation. Nicole and I are very close. We've been close now for several years. And to me, she sort of is a master of one of the four jobs we always talk about, and that is finance and money. And when I first met Nicole, she had just started her sort of online coaching business, where she sort of went out on her own to begin to train other people to essentially learn how to make money online, where she was essentially teaching them to do sales calls and recruit their, you know, sort of best customer, get them on calls, convert them into sales. And when I first had this conversation with her, I forget exactly what she was doing monetarily per month, but it wasn't where I was. And she was sort of saying to me, "Oh my God, I can't wait to get to where you are and what you're making you know, per month." And now she literally is making like close to double what I am making within a 2-year triple. Yeah, it's a lot more than what I'm making. And and this is in a 3-year period, during a time where 2-year period, exactly. she told before, by the way, before we got on this call, she goes, "Jade, you're going to tell the story, you're going to get half of it wrong, and I'm going to have to correct you." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, I always do." But so anyway, what's amazing about this story is Nicole did this without a huge following on social media. If you go and look at her social media handles, she is not someone who you would look at and be like, "Okay, she's got thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers," right? She is someone who built this sort of from the ground up and has a system that she uses and teaches that we can all learn from it. Because think about what's going on right now. The world has changed dramatically. And one of the things that happened when I was first coming up, I did these DIY programs that I sold to my list. And in order to have a business like that nowadays, you really have got to have a huge sort of following. And most of us don't. So here comes someone like Nicole, who has no following really in the beginning. Now she has a pretty substantial following, actually. But in the beginning, she did not, and has parlayed that into more money than most of us who came up in the internet business world when I was doing these DIY programs are able to generate. And so hopefully I got some of that right, Nicole, but thanks so much for being here. She's incredibly generous. And I'm just going to ask you sort of right off the bat, what is it that you feel like you did, and that all of us who want to sort of understand how to build the kind of business you've built, like, what do we need to know? What are the first sort of big ideas that we may be unaware of, or wherever you want to start in sort of this conversation?
Yeah, I think for me, so just so everyone knows, my background is in the health and fitness industry. I was a personal trainer. I started, built, and sold my own boot camp. That was about 5 years ago. And even prior to getting into the business that I have now and starting my company Authentic Conversion, I was doing fitness business coaching for another company for about 3.5 years. And so I had a lot of experience both on the side of entrepreneurship, but also on the side of like really diving into a lot of businesses and getting to know business really, really well. And what I knew about me, whether it was how I was received by the business coaching clients, even though I was employed by another company, or what helped me really build my personal training following when I got started with that, and what really helped me take off in my boot camp, was the connection piece. So I knew from the very beginning that I needed to focus on building connection, building trust, building relationships, and really setting myself up to be seen both as that really approachable person that people wanted to work with, but also that expert and authority that people could really trust. And so it was through a combination of having those kind of two angles on content that really allowed me to build relationships with people online. And so it started with relationships, and then how am I going to turn this into content that actually supports both sides of what I need to build my business, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. And so walk us through then, when you first sort of had this sort of realization, and I guess it's even now, right? Because I know things change pretty substantially, you know, as sort of time goes by, there's different things that work and different things that don't work. Well, you're on the pulse of this because you teach people this every single day. And I even want to know for myself. So one of the things I've been doing for all of you listening is I've been hitting Nicole up a lot recently and saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm used to doing this other model. I don't know your model, and I want to sort of learn. So I've been asking her these questions, and I want to ask you the same questions that I've been asking for sort of everyone else. Where does someone like me, right? Like, let's assume, like, with Next Level Human, let's just go through. Let's say I want to start coaching individuals on a regular basis. Let's just be like, Jade Tita is going to do high-end coaching to other people who want to learn personal development. So I'm going to be like this high-end personal development coach. What are the things that I need? Where do I start? Do I do, a webinar to kind of pull people in and then get them on one-on-one calls and then sell them? Or do I, go to my email list? Like, where would you tell me to sort of start if my end goal is to get to build a 6 or 7 figure business where I'm just doing personal coaching to other people? And I'm only using the online space. What are the steps that you would say, here are the best practices and the things that you want to begin to consider? How am I pulling these clients in? How am I then converting them into sales? And how do I keep getting clients day in and day out, and without, sort of running into this problem where you launch, you burn through your list, and then you have to build your list back up, and then you launch, and then you burn through that list? That's the old model. The new model is, I think, what you're doing. So walk us through what the approach would be.
So do you want me to speak to someone at your level or someone who's more like a beginner?
I think, wherever you want to start. I know that probably most people are going to be way down below you and I. So why don't we just start a little bit, more towards the beginner, but somewhere between me and the beginner. So obviously I'm a little more advanced on this, but I think most people are going to be beginner to intermediate in this understanding.
Okay. So I think the mindset is the first key for me. And this is what I coach all of my clients. And it's about giving and being so generous and being consistent and showing up before you ever expect someone to pay you anything. So I have this saying that you really have to earn the right to make a sale. So when it comes, like, no one owes anyone anything, right? So when it comes to building your business, I think you need to go into it with that mindset of, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be generous. I'm going to give a ton of value. And I am going to offer people different opportunities to work with me over time once I've earned that right. So that's the mindset that I come into things with. And I'll show you how, even though I'm, like, you know, very much off the ground at this point, how I still adapt that in my business today. And so when I was first starting Authentic Conversion, I had a little bit of like an online weight loss coaching business, but I never loved it. So I didn't give it the attention it needed. But what I knew worked really well for me when I had my gym, and this was kind of, it was like right at the time where Facebook was starting to be used for business, but it wasn't like quite there yet in the beginning. And so what I knew worked for me in the gym were a few things. It was having an email list, and it was being present with my community and relationships. And so I thought, okay, well, how am I going to duplicate that? And obviously it's a different type of business. I'm not going to, you know, my HOA meetings anymore, trying to meet people in skincare parties. I was like, okay, so I'm going to show up online consistently with great content in order to connect with people and build that trust and really hook them into me and pull them in. And I'm going to present my content in a way that's different from what my competitors are doing. And it was purely value driven for a while, for probably about 3 months. And on the other side of that, I said, okay, well, I need to start an email list. And I didn't have anything. I didn't have my email service provider. I didn't have ClickFunnels or anything like that when I started. And so what I started doing was listening to people, and I noticed that they needed help with content, right? And so my business actually started, by the way, even before offering coaching, as a done-for-you content service. And so that was the initial piece. And so I knew people needed help with that content, but not just content for the sake of content, but content that really connected with people. So this is like, I was launching the business January 2nd of 2018, and this was in December when I really started thinking, okay, I need to build an email list. So I was writing different pieces of done-for-you content that would be really helpful for health and fitness professionals, like written, you know, like Christmas and New Year's emails. And so it was basically a lead magnet, right? So I was creating these freebies, and I had no funnel in place. I was just posting on social media. I was like, hey, if you're a health and fitness professional and you want me to, you know, write your content for you, I've done that. Drop your name and email below, private message it to me, and I'll send it to you. And I actually got about 100 to 120 people on my list that way. And that's literally how my business took off. It was having the mindset that I was going to serve and be consistent and earn the right to sell. And the second thing was thinking about, okay, how can I organically and really effectively build an email list? Because you don't need thousands of people on your list in order to be really successful, whether you're launching for the first time, to fill a program, that kind of thing. A small and engaged list is much better than a list that is big and completely silent and don't open your emails. So that's like what I did in the very, very beginning. And then I launched my first offer, and yeah.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
So let me just, I like to summarize so the people listening can kind of get this, and then you can kind of fill in the gap. So, all right. So the first thing it sounds like you did is you say, okay, I'm going to do this business. And you're also like, I know that I need to give a lot of value first to sort of earn the sale. And I'm going to focus on that. And it sounds like then the next question that you had in your mind is, what are people sort of struggling with? And you settled on this idea that, you know, they need content. You know, they don't know how to produce it, or it's too time consuming or whatever. So you basically spotted this problem and you decided, I will provide this solution. I see this pain point. I'm going to provide this solution. And then the other idea there is that you start showing up consistently. And I assume with you, because I know a little bit, for you showing up consistently was Facebook Lives, right? I think that was mainly what you were doing sort of in the beginning, or give us an idea.
Lives and posts. Yeah. It was all Facebook pretty much. Yeah.
So, and was that on your private page, or did you at that point start a business page?
No, it was my personal profile. So no group or anything in the beginning.
Perfect. Yeah. So here Nicole is on her personal sort of profile, just starting to show up every day and provide really good content for these individuals. Also, she has an understanding of the problem that she wants to solve. And she starts showing up for 3 months, just giving great value. And then essentially saying, hey, by the way, I've got this content, you know, sort of service for you. If you're interested, let me know, get on my email list. And next thing you know, she has, you know, 100+ people on this email list. And this is the beginning of her business. So when she said she did not have an offer yet, really, like her first offer, like at that point, now she's got, you know, she's got a captive audience is beginning to pay attention to her online. In Facebook is where she's doing this. She also now has an email list. And so take us from here then. So from here, you start to say, okay, now that I've got sort of people paying attention and I've been doing this sort of consistent value-driven content for 3 months and I have a little bit of an email list, what was your next step?
So the next step, and this happened about 6 months later, was launching my coaching program. And so I decided, and having come from a background where, you know, working for someone else, I did general business coaching. It was all health and fitness professionals, but one call I could be talking about, you know, what's an LLC. And on another call, I could be talking about, you know, how to take like staff disciplinary actions and everything in between. And I was really clear on what I loved and what I was personally good at. And that's the marketing side of things. And so I decided with my coaching business, I was only going to focus on the thing that I really loved and that I wanted to spend time talking about every single day. And so I created my 12-week coaching program that is really meant to solve the problem of helping health and fitness professionals build and scale to their first $10,000 paycheck organically, which means without paid ads. And so I was really clear on the outcome of the program. I created the program as a blueprint for getting to six figures organically. And when I launched it for the first time, it was via a webinar. So I had been doing a lot of content for about 6 months at that point. And I hosted this webinar and it was a technical disaster, but I actually got, I think it was like my first 7 or 8 clients from that one webinar. And I actually ran it consistently for like the first 90 days. I probably ran it like 5 or 6 times and had about 30 clients within that period of time, 30 paying business coaching clients, plus my content subscribers. So my goal was to have 3 offers that were all congruent with each other that people could say yes to working with me in multiple phases. And so now I had my second phase offer in place.
Yeah. So I just love the way we're kind of walking through this, right? So now, Nicole's essentially like, all right, I'm going to build out this 12-week program. So I want to stop here. Did you build this program before you launched it or did you build it during the launch? Like, in other words, were you sort of like, I'm just going to launch this and I'm going to build it? Because there's 2 ways to do this, right? One is the idea, build it and they will come, or, you know, build it ahead of time and then sell it. The other thing is sell it and build it as you go along the way. What approach did you take?
I was really clear on the outcome that I wanted people to have. I knew from so many years of already doing business myself and doing business coaching what steps needed to happen. So I basically created an outline. I had about the first 1 or 2 weeks of the program done. I started enrolling my first group of clients and then I just stayed a week ahead of everyone who was starting the program, which was really good because it allowed me to add and subtract and move things into different orders that I felt was going to serve the actual clients that I had even better. That was basically it. I went about 4 weeks from concept to my first enrollment to starting the program. So it was very fast.
And if you're listening to Nicole, I mean, here's the thing I want everyone listening to kind of get. Notice how strategic she is, right? Like in a sense, and knowing her well, she has a very strategic mind, right? So she's not someone who I'm a little bit more like, oh, forget about the details. I'll wing it. I'll do it. Nicole tends to be very strategic. So here she is. Okay, 3 months of sort of really good value-driven content. Number 2, solve a problem that people really have, this content sort of offer, done for you content service. She does that. And then she goes, okay, now I'm going into coaching in particular, and I'm going to have this 12-week program. I'm very clear on what the outcome was. And notice, and I want you, if you don't mind, repeat, because one of the things I think she teaches a lot of people is like, get very clear on what the offer is. So we noticed that she said, my 12-week coaching program was designed to do X, Y, Z, which is essentially her marketing sort of pitch. So when someone hears that, it's sort of like, I want that. So what was the 12-week, you know, coaching program? What was it designed to do for people?
So I call it a result statement. So it's in the 12 weeks people work with me, it's really helped them. My marketing intensive is designed to help them build and scale toward their first $10,000 paycheck organically. Yeah.
So and see how, like, from my perspective, this is what's really cool about Nicole and other marketers who do this. That's very intentional and strategic, that statement. And when someone hears that statement, they're already sort of like, damn, I want like a $10,000 a month paycheck, right? Absolutely. So it's a real tangible sort of thing that immediately gives. So it's not just like, I'm going to help you make money online. It's actually, I'm going to help you sort of scale to this, you know, basically grow and scale your business, or, you know, achieve this particular outcome, 10,000 per month. And then she builds her coaching program around that. And then one of the things that I think is really difficult, and you're just amazing at, so I don't want to sort of gloss over this. So then she has all these offers, which a lot of us focus on, but how's she going to get people into those offers, number one? And number two, how's she going to continue month after month, year after year, getting new leads constantly? So you settled, Nicole, on the webinar, you know, sort of model. So for those you don't know, all this is basically getting on a Zoom call, basically, or, you know, go to meeting or something like that, and teaching from a place of, here's what you need to know. Here's the problems I know you have. Here's some of the solutions I can offer. And then essentially selling the program, saying, hey, if you want more, and of course there's a lot more to this, but hey, if you want more, if you want to understand how I did this, I can help you do this through this particular program. And you essentially sell them on the webinar. Now, here's the interesting thing. Some people do these live and do every single webinar live, and others do one or two and then record their best one and then have those live on. Were you doing all of these live, or were you doing them recorded?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, especially now, 2 years ago, maybe there was still a place for that in the market, and maybe there still is in some markets, but automated webinars, I do believe, are a thing of the past in most industries. So everything I do is live. That's one of the primary strategies I still use. Now I do these like free 5-day programs and 5-day events that fill my program every time I run one of those, or I'll do one or two webinars in a month and it'll fill my next cohort, that kind of thing. But I am all about always putting in the work, right? Like I don't want to say I'm against automation, because I think automation and those things have its place everywhere. But I don't want it to, like, honestly, I don't want business to be easy. I don't want it to be easy for me. I don't want it to be easy for my clients. And I'm not saying I want it to be hard and I have to work 17 hours a day, because that's certainly not it either. But I want to have to put in the work. Like, I want to earn the paycheck that I'm getting. And I want to have that level of interaction with people and with my clients. And to me, it's like, does it take an hour of my time to do a live webinar versus driving traffic to an automated webinar? Yes. But number one, the results are insane. Better. Number two, people know if you're live or not. Number three, you accelerate the relationship so much when you can say, hey, Jade, hey, Nicole, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, so-and-so, hey, so. And like, people actually feel special and they feel heard, and you get to be interactive with them. Just taking the time to do little things that cost me a few hours of my time here and there are what have been the things I think that others have been unwilling to do that have taken me so far so fast. Yeah.
And when you run these webinars, you know, so you're announcing them to your list and announcing them on Facebook. Yeah. So this is what you were initially doing. Webinar coming up, please register. People to register. You basically go through, and just so you all know, because I know a lot of people have these questions, there's an entire science that Nicole teaches and that other people teach about how to actually sell in a webinar. So you can't just teach, you also have to sell. And there's a way to essentially do that sort of seamlessly to, you know, sort of not come across like a used car salesman. This is what you're sort of expert at, but there is a lot of understanding to be able to pull off one of these webinars. So I don't want to make it seem like it's super easy, but it is very teachable too, to be able to do this. So you're running these webinars, and it sounds like, and this is what I'm curious now, is this still your main strategy to get people into your to sell them into your sort of coaching programs? I know now we're a couple years later, and now you have several different offers, but what is the primary way? Because one of the things I think happens in this business, most people, they might be able to launch a program and get some good results, especially if they have like a little bit of a following online, but then they can't get repeat clients into their funnels and sell over and over again. So to me, the thing, not only have you been able to do this repeatedly over and over and over again, month in and month out, but you're now growing by leaps and bounds. In other words, you know, every time I talk to Nicole, she's sort of like, oh my God, I had the best month. You wouldn't believe, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, damn. I mean, it's like, you just keep getting these people into your world. How are you doing that? Like, you know, and how can other people learn the lessons that you've obviously figured out and not fall by, you know, sort of the wayside of what a lot of people that came up in my model are now suffering from? I got kind of lucky because my business kind of got bought out and I have other people doing that stuff for me now. But a lot of people that were coming up when I was coming up who were popular have seen their ability to make money online go down. And I've heard this over and over again from friends that I kind of were gnashing my teeth in the internet business. And then there's people like you, and there's not actually many, which is why I wanted you to sort of come on. Then there's people like you, not many, who are able to do this the way you're doing it, who keep generating more. It's not that your business continues to go up. And of course, you know, you and I both know, because Nicole and I laugh about it, eventually she's going to have sort of a dip. But so far for the last 2 years, it's just been exponential growth, exponential growth, exponential growth. How are you thinking about planning for making sure you get more and more people into your infrastructure?
It's like 12 questions. I'm going to try to remember all of them.
So, I know. It's like, Jane, would you shut the hell up and ask me one question?
Oh, no, it's fine. So like with the webinar itself, I don't ever sell from a webinar, just like I never sell from an ad or anything like that. I sell having a conversation with me, right? Which is essentially a sales call. And I make it very clear. It's not like underhanded or anything. I'm like, here, you know, here's what it is. Let's have this conversation. Here are the benefits. And I show throughout the webinar, like really what's possible for other people, because there's a lot that goes into like the psychology of webinars and things like that. But anyway, people have to understand that it can work for them. Right. So I sell people on a call, right. I don't know. And so what I do now, so webinars and free 5-day challenges are the two primary things that convert for me. But I will say, when we're talking about events, I don't always have to convert from an event anymore, because I've done such a good job with my content that people come to me. I have people in my inbox every day. I have people referring to me every single day. I do have a Facebook group now. I didn't actually start that until about maybe a year, 13, 14 months ago. And that is a huge point of engagement for me. I give that group a lot. Plus I'm on social media a lot. Plus I'm really consistent with my email list. So a lot of what has happened has been a result of just building so much value and so much trust with people, because I put in the time, I'm consistent with it, and I give more than any of my competitors. And I can talk in this like very granular detail about what I do, because it really is my expertise. If I was talking about hiring systems, I'd be like, you put out a job application and, you know, people fill it out and I know a little bit about it, right? But it's too many coaches who do what I do or who do what you do aren't actually real experts in what they're teaching. They've done a couple of courses, but they haven't actually had the experience of all of it themselves. They haven't created their own system. They might be trying to sell what someone else taught them. And so there's a lot of reasons that my content, I think, has really resonated with people. And so the content has been everything when it comes to building that trust. And so whether someone responds to a call to action in my Facebook group, or someone responds to, they sign up for a webinar because they've been watching my content for 2 months. And then it just makes conversion very easy, because people see you as the expert. They already connect to you. And that's the number one thing that I hear on sales calls from people is, the first question I always ask is, what made you want to have this conversation with me today? And almost every single time, this feels braggy, I hope it's not, but this is like the reflection of the content, all the effort that I put into that, is that they feel like they know me. They feel like they can relate to me. They feel like I'm trustworthy, and they feel like I know what I'm talking about, and I'm not just trying to sell them something. I never hard sell. I never make people feel pressured to buy. And my programs now, I do program launches every single month, and they fill every time. So that's kind of a little bit of background. So I've added other things, like a Facebook group. We do run ads now, and I can weave into another concept, but I'll let you talk first.
Well, yeah. So I just want to repeat sort of where we are, so people can follow the, so again, and I just like to see the path that you've taken. It's, I do content for free, really good content, according to my expertise online and I show up, they are constantly on Facebook. And this is how people first get exposed to me. And then I essentially get people into a webinar. And that webinar is basically teaching them what is possible, relating to their frustration, showing them what other people have done. And it's essentially not selling them on a program. It's basically saying, selling them on a free call with you, right? Which is sort of like this, you know, this call where it's like an exploratory call where you get to kind of talk to them, hear about their problems, and also tell them what your offer is. So it's really interesting. You do content online, you're not selling. You do a webinar, you're not really selling. And then finally you get them on a call, and this is where you begin to sell. And by that time, it sounds like what you're saying is they already know, like, trust Nicole. They wouldn't be there otherwise. And so your job at that point is much easier versus like someone who's never heard of you before and doesn't know, on a call with someone that they had never even talked to. Right. And so now we're there and you're essentially selling them in to your program. And I'll let you kind of take us the rest of the way.
Yeah. And like with the 5-day challenges, which are even better converters for me than webinars, I typically coach live in my Facebook group for about 5 hours throughout that week. So I'm live for about an hour every single day. So whether they are in a 5-day challenge with me, or they come onto a webinar, or they just reach out, they've typically consumed hours of my content at that point and gotten some type of result. So whether, you know, someone posted the other day, she made $500 from my free content. I've had people make $10,000 from a free training that I've done. Because I don't have that mindset of holding back, even on some of the strategy pieces. And what I know about my content and my program is that my idea is I take people 90 to 95% of the way there. I tell people 90, 95% of the things that I would tell my paying clients. And then the small gaps, those things that make the biggest difference in people getting results and implementation, are the things that I keep. And that's the stuff that really makes all the difference. So you build, and it's genuine too, right? Like, I love when I got messages. I did this training at Christmas time. I didn't even know how many messages of people making anywhere from $1,500 to $10,000 from my free training. And that was like the best thing ever, right? And that's the mindset I have. And so my mindset, whether it's with my free group and the content I put in there, with my 5-day challenge content that I'm doing a coaching for all week, is I say to myself before I hit go live, I say, this is going to be better than the content they're paying for from another coach. That's more valuable, right? And so that's the mindset that I take into everything. And it's very much an abundance mindset. It's not scarcity, oh, I'm going to give it all away type thing. But yeah, I mean, that's primarily been the strategy. And of course, you know, everyone goes through their warm market. We all have a warm market to start. It continues to expand, but eventually do you want to start ads? But my mindset when it comes to building and growing my business with ads is the exact same as everything else I already described. So we don't ever sell from ads. I don't ever pitch a call from ads. None of that stuff that I know my competitors are doing. What I do is I give away free things. So lead magnets, challenges, like that kind of thing. So I give away free things that allow people to come into my sphere. So they come into my email list, they come into my Facebook group, they friend me on Facebook, and they get hit with awesome content and a ton of value right away, especially if they find me on social media also, and they exit, like they're not just in the email list, they're in my group and things like that. And it's just, it blows them away. And I have personal touch points with those people. And so it's the same process. It's like, okay, you're in my list, you're in my sphere now. Now I'm going to take care of you and I'm going to show up for you until you're ready to buy. And it's the same organic conversion process. So the way that I look at what we do with ads is now I'm paying to get more eyes on me faster and to expand faster. But I have the same mentality when it comes to the conversion. So,
and you built that, knowing you, I know you built all this organically before you ever even started running ads, right? So in a sense, a lot of people will start with ads. Yeah. You've kind of built up this infrastructure, know, like, and trust factor and all the content before you ever started sort of running ads at all. And now that you've sort of perfected that, now you're running ads. So I don't want to keep you too much longer because I'm aware of your time, but I do want to sort of have people understand a couple things. And actually, I want to understand this for myself too. So here's the way I see this, knowing what I know about internet business. To me, I'm one of these people that has the content piece down. I can create content all day long. I love doing it. So some of you who are listening may not, but I do think one of the things we've learned from Nicole, and I think one of the things I can also impart on everyone, is that if you're not willing to create content in this space, there's no real shortcut for that. There's no real shortcut for expertise and putting out content and showing up constantly. It's one thing Nicole does. It's one thing that I do. The next piece here, though, is where this begins to deviate. And I'm specifically talking about if I wanted to go into coaching, right? To actually selling people into a high-end coaching sort of program. Now we basically have to like have this idea where we're capturing people. So Nicole is doing that through webinars. And I'm assuming with these five-day challenges, you're essentially teaching the same kind of materials that you're teaching on your webinar. You're just doing it inside of the group over 5 days rather than, you know, in one webinar. Is that correct?
Sometimes I have different types of challenges I run, but I go very much into detail. Like I'm literally training almost an hour every single day around different business building.
So it might be around getting leads, or it might be around creating content, or it might be around like how to close a sale, but you're basically doing these sort of challenges. Yeah. So then what happens is what I want to sort of understand is there's a lot that goes in these trainings, right? So how much time did you take? I know you were coaching sort of before, so a lot of that sort of material has found its way into here with your unique twist on it. But how much time really do people have to spend really getting their business system down? You obviously, I know we gloss over that, but you obviously spent an awful lot of time in the beginning thinking through your system, not just the system that you were going to teach, but also the system of sales. Is that true or not? And what kind of, you know, sort of things can you give us in terms of what we need to do to focus there? Because I think a lot of people just skip over that and think, well, here's the offer, and don't really think about how the business is going to function and how they're going to keep getting leads. And I just want to know how much time you spent on that, or was that already sort of in your head?
Honestly, like everything that I've done in the business building has been totally intuitive. Like, I think one thing is that I'm very in tune with people and their frustrations, and I'm a really good listener. And because I'm a good listener, it makes me good at two things: creating offers that solve the problems that I know my people have is the first. And then the second is being able to speak very clearly toward them, like as if I'm inside of their own heads, like I understand their thoughts and things like that. And so honestly, I think it's probably a combination of just really tuning into what I believed people needed in the moment. Because it's not like I scripted out this whole thing that led me to where I am today. I'm always in like innovating and changing gears and pivoting as needed because I am listening to my market. But I will say, I mean, I owned a brick and mortar gym. I sold it. I did 3.5 years of business coaching for over 300 health and fitness coaches, mostly gym owners all over the world. So there were some things going for me. It wasn't like an email marketing was like a new concept to me, and I didn't understand any of that stuff. When it comes to how I use social media, that was all stuff that I played with and figured out what people responded to. And I continue to pay attention and continue to listen and adapt based on those things, because it's true. You can't keep doing the same thing and get results, because especially in the online space, businesses just change so, so fast. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. And here's the final question that I want to know. So given if we wanted to, anyone listening to this want to essentially start this coaching sort of model that you have, which when I use that term, this coaching model that you have, I mean this model where essentially you're out there teaching for free, getting people in, selling them into high-end coaching. So, you know, like, you know, what your offer, these are not cheap offers, your coaching sort of program, and you get great results with these people. But if I wanted to do that myself, what would you say? All right, Jade, here are the things that you need, the 3 to 5 things you must do, like, you know, get clear on your offer, or, you know, develop your marketing strategy, or like, what are those 3 to 5 things that, like, if you're basically telling us, look, you know, these are the things that you absolutely must do well if you want a business like I've been able to, you know, generate.
Yeah, definitely getting clear on your offer, plus like your offer system, right? Because you don't want to just have like, my marketing intensive is a 12-week coaching program, but I don't want like that to be like, good luck, right? So I have back-end offers. And so my first tier offer is a content subscription service, which really everyone needs. The second offer is my marketing intensive, which is foundational. And then I have a mastermind, right? So it's like people continue to work with me for longer periods of time than this like short cycle. And each of those programs has a specific intention, and I'm able to, through what I say, show people how it's going to work for them and how it's going to bring them to the next level. So the offer system is definitely the first thing. The messaging is your second thing. So there's a lot of noise. It doesn't matter really what industry you're in. There's just a lot of noise, especially if you have an online business, which, I mean, who today doesn't with COVID and everything. And so having really clear messaging, which I look at as all of your communication, it's exactly what you're saying. You need to be able to say the right thing to the right person at the right time with the right words so that they understand that what you have is for them, so that they can relate to you while also seeing you as that expert. So your messaging is really about being able to duplicate the thoughts and experience that your ideal client is already having and connect with them from that capacity. I would say the third thing is having really strong branding-based content. So what we used to think of as branding is like business names and logos and colors and websites. And I actually look at branding when it comes to, especially the online business perspective, and especially from like a coaching type business perspective, is your branding is less about logos and colors and websites and a whole lot more about your ability to build relationships and trust with people. And so that's what I have people do. That's what I do with my content, and that's what I have people do. So the content is so powerful that by the time someone actually inquires with you or speaks to you, they already understand who you are, what you do, what problem you solve, why you're different, why you have the solution for them. And it's really then more a matter of details. It's a much easier sales process. And then I would say the next thing is having a strategy for everything, right? So understanding, what is my lead generation strategy? How do I bring new people in, and where are they ending up? Are they ending up on an email list? Are they following me on social media? Are they getting into a group? What does that look like? Having a strong nurture strategy, which is most of what we talked about, right? So understanding exactly how you are taking care of people to the point of sale. And I will say as a side note, you have to be more patient with that than ever before. 5-6 years ago, you could flip a sale, you could put up a terrible Facebook ad with bad copy and nothing had to make any sense and people would still buy it. But especially in the marketplace of health, fitness, wellness, anything like that, everyone's using ads. So they're seeing a million ads. They've been duped before and people are on red alert. So the conversion time from someone to become a lead to a paying client is much longer than it used to be. And the mindset I carry, and this is not always true, but the mindset I carry when someone finds me is that they will not buy from me for 6 to 12 months. And I'm fine with that. So you need to have a strategy for nurturing people until they are ready to take a next step. You need to have a conversion strategy, right? So that's what we were talking about with webinars and challenges and these different types of events that you can hold to convert people. And they all work together, right? And sometimes there's overlap in attraction, nurture, and conversion. Oftentimes there is, but you have to have a strategy behind all of those things so that you really understand where your leads are coming from and how you're nurturing people, how you're converting people 365 days a year. What are you going to have to do to make that happen? Because if you don't have a long-term growth strategy in place, you will find yourself on that very painful entrepreneurial roller coaster where it's highs and lows in progress, highs and lows in emotion, and even worse, highs and lows in your income and your client base. So if you want consistent, predictable, and sustainable growth, having a strategy and a system to follow is so important.
So here's what I hear. We'll wrap it up and see whatever final thoughts you have. Number one, get very clear on the offer and the problem that you're solving for people and be fanatical about getting that nailed. So a really good, strong offer that should be tied to your expertise and should be something that you want to be doing. Like if you listen between the lines, Nicole's basically like, she has lots of expertise, but there's one thing she loved and it takes a lot. She shows up every day teaching this thing, so she better love it. So that's very clear. And then based on that sort of end result sort of offer, you're essentially creating, you know, these products that you are then, more importantly, I think, you know, creating a sales process to get people into these products and being very consistent there. So here's sort of my major aim, my goal, number one. Number two, here's my marketing apparatus and my marketing strategy. And number three, it's basically like, here are my products that sort of fit into that. And then of course it doesn't end. And there's this realization of like, it's going to take a while to get people through all these products. If you listen closely, Nicole has three levels of products, sort of a lower tier sort of product, a mid-tier product, and sort of a higher tier product. She's thought through all of these. And more important, she's thought through the marketing of these things and how she's going to move people into this system and through this system. And then I think the last thing is really be thinking about how you repeat this and get more people eyes on you over and over and over again, which kind of goes back to the beginning of being very clear on your offer and showing up sort of consistently. Because if you're not going to do that, I don't see how you're getting people in. So is there anything else that I missed that you want to share? I mean, it's just, it's an amazing sort of, you know, walkthrough of this different model, which isn't, hey, let me create a product, let me launch the product to an email list, let me create another product, let me launch that. Or it's very, very different sort of what you're doing. And it does not really seem to require thousands of social media followers. It just really seems to be, I'm strategic, I show up every day, and I slowly build this business, which actually, to build to a seven-figure business that you now have in 2 years is not slow, but it certainly didn't happen overnight either.
And the last thing I'll add, and I think this is so important for people to hear, is that because people are so obsessed with vanity metrics, I still have less than 4,000 Instagram followers. I have like 2,400 people in my group. You know, my email list isn't quite 10,000 yet. Like it's not a huge audience at all. And people are so consumed with that. How many people are watching my stories? How many people are engaging in my posts? And I get decent interaction for the size of the audience that I have. But here's the thing that always needs to come first, and that's your client results. Your client results need to be featured at the forefront more than anything else. You've got to lead the business, but you don't want people just like looking at you for the sake of looking at you. You want people to follow you because you're the person they trust to get you results. And so if you watch my stories, if you go in my group, I am constantly featuring client results that are better, more consistent than my competitors. I have a woman who started with me 4 weeks ago on Wednesday, and yesterday she reported she'd never done online coaching before, $10,000 in sales and a brand new program for a brand new online coach in 4 weeks during a global pandemic. And like, those are the types of results that I'm featuring over and over and over again, because my system is so repeatable. So, you know, you can't do the work for people. There's no magic program out there, but being more focused and obsessed with your client results than anything else, I think is the key to the success that I've had.
And a true expertise, Nicole. I mean, like, in a sense, if you're listening to this, if you guys are listening to this and you're like, I want to do what Nicole does at some point, or I want to do what Jay does, like at some point you have to ask yourself, like, where do I go to learn this? Like, I have to go and learn this and get really, really good at it before. You can't just, you know, I'm big on like, you know, fire then aim. But I still am big on like, you better be doing the work in between to sort of learn. And you really do truly sort of have an expertise. And the final thing I'll say before I say my final thank you to you is, one of the reasons why I wanted to have Nicole on this is because I think that in this field, I am always brushing shoulders with lots of entrepreneurs, and there's a lot of talk about money. And to be honest, there's a lot of, in my mind, some smoke and mirrors, right? There's a lot of like people, oh, I'm making this amount of money, I'm making this amount of money. And you kind of start to understand just from the way they talk. If you've ever been in business, you're just like, yeah, they're not doing that well. And Nicole is one of those people where it's not smoke and mirrors at all. I've watched her go from start in a 2 year period of time to a 7-figure business. Just crushing it. And more than a 7-figure business, actually. It's like, you know, she's making, you know, amazing money. And it really has been completely organic in everything she just outlined. So thank you. You're amazing for sharing sort of your time. Tell us where, if people want to understand more about you and what you teach and get more of your sort of method, where can they find you?
Well, so I have a website. You know, websites don't really mean all that much. It's convertauthentically.com, but find me on Facebook, jump into my Facebook group. That's really the best place. So it's Authentic Conversion Organic Six-Figure Fitness Business, and that's where all my best content goes. So.
And then what are you on the social media handles? Are you just at Nicole Spencer? Like, what's your...
I guess I'm like... You can find me if you search me. I come up pretty easily.
And you can definitely find her. Go to my Instagram or my Facebook, and just, you can find her there as well.
My Instagram is nicole.authentic.conversion, but yeah. I really don't like Instagram. Yeah.
And isn't it amazing? So you're talking to someone who's just crushing it online, and it's just kind of like, I don't really like messing around too much with the social medias. Yeah. So she's not a vanity type person, which is one of the other things that you'll love about Nicole.
No, I love social media. I'm so grateful for the life that it's given me. Truthfully, I just would rather be on Facebook.
Yeah, I hear you, and I don't think I'd rather be on either one of them, but but I am. I adore you. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm definitely going to talk to you more, because I'm definitely getting Nicole to coach me on this stuff as I upgrade into sort of the new sort of way. So hopefully this is your introduction to her, and you're just the best. So thank you so much.
Thank you.